Thanks, Andrew. I'm going to share just a few more verses. It's on a similar theme, starting in Luke chapter 8. I was reading through the parable of the sower, and I noticed in both the account in Luke and the account in Mark, when Jesus finished the parable of the sower, the next parable he talked about was one about a lamb. And in Luke chapter 8, I'll maybe start in verse 15, just the conclusion of the parable in the sower. It says, "The seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance." And there's obviously a similar conclusion in Mark chapter 4. And then it goes on to say that now no one, after lighting a lamp, covers it over with a container or puts it under a bed, but he puts it on a lampstand so that those who come in may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not become evident, nor anything secret that will not become known and come to the light. So take care how you listen, for whoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, shall be taken away from him." And I think all of us probably know about the way that this similar parable is used in the Sermon on the Mount, like in Matthew, where it talks about letting our good deeds shine before men and us being like a light that shines on a hill. And that's in context, and it's the right interpretation, as I understand it, in Matthew, that we are to be lights shining for Christ, and we should be a city on a hill, and we shouldn't be afraid to let our light shine, and we should be excited to have the good work that God is doing in our lives evident to others. But as I read this one, and as I read it in Mark, I actually think Jesus is using similar language, because I think people can understand and grasp this concept of, like, why on earth would you take a light and then immediately cover it over? Like, if you've got a light, you want to see with it. But in this context, I don't think Jesus is talking about letting our good deeds be known to men. I think it's a different application, because it's talking about things that are hidden becoming evident. And it's talking about a light, I think, that pertains and applies to the good seed that has found good soil in an honest and good heart. So I think in this context, Jesus is talking about actually having that light shining in our heart. And actually, an honest and good heart is willing to, I guess, allow that light to shine. Not seek to have it under a bowl so that we can keep things hidden. A little bit like what Andrew talked about, like when the Holy Spirit is putting its finger on some affections or some friendships or some things in our lives that are pulling us away from Christ or causing us to compromise. I think Jesus is talking about here that his desire, because the seed in the parable is the word of God. So the word of God comes into the heart, and the intent of that word of God in the heart is to shine as a lamp, is to expose things, to help us to see where we need Jesus to help us to see those areas where we're being led astray or where we're giving away our treasure. That's why the seed comes in. That's why the word of God comes in and wants to give us light. And it says that everything hidden is going to become evident. Like, that day is coming where all the hypocrisy and all the secrets are going to become clear as day. But for us now, the intent of that, the part of the working of the gospel, is that we would start to see it now. And then in both Mark and Luke, he talks again, so take heed how you hear. Take heed how you're listening. For whoever has, to him more shall be given. And whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, shall be taken away from him. So what does that mean? Take heed how you hear. In the context of these verses, I was thinking, you know what? I think Jesus is saying, like, listen, when you're hearing the word of God, when you're hearing what I'm sharing, take heed that it's not something that you should just let brush over you, that you just maybe a little prick comes, but you just move on and let the cares of life quickly take that away, or let the birds come and rob it, or take the let the rocky soil, like let it fall in soil where it's not really going to be able to grow roots. He's like saying, take heed however you hear. Like when you hear the word, when the Holy Spirit, when the word of God, whether it's someone spoken it or whether we're just reading it, like wherever that source comes from, take heed how you're listening, and take heed that you allow it to do what it's intended to do, which is bring light into our heart, to allow it to shine. Don't cover it up. Let it do what it's intended to do, which is expose and speak to our hearts. Because there's a promise and a warning here. The promise is awesome. It says if we're willing to listen, if we're willing, like Andrew shared, to listen in a way that lets the light come, and we're willing to respond to that, take that first step of taking, responding and obeying and even just asking for forgiveness and crying out for change. If we do that, the promise is that whatever we have, even more will be given. That when we listen in that way, when we allow the light to shine in our hearts, more will come. And I think all of us who have had that experience have known that joy and known that blessing of having the light come, speak to our hearts, responding to it. We know that the blessing that comes is far more than we deserve. It's far greater than the sacrifice or the pain that's endured in taking a step or humbling ourselves. But the promise is if we listen, even more shall be given. And I think if we go back to verse 15, it says that the seed on the good soil are those who have an honest and good heart, and they bear fruit with perseverance. So that is that heart that listens, lets the light shine, and the fruit comes forth. The fruit comes forth with perseverance, with continuing to take heed, with continuing to allow the light to shine. But then the warning is that if we don't listen in this way, even what we think we have shall be taken away. And that's kind of scary, right? But if you're following me and think of it in this context, it's actually really easy to see how that could happen, right? Like, we heard the gospel, we maybe followed some convictions at one point, but now we've started to put that light under a bowl. Now we've sort of said, like, this is far enough, or this is an area where I'm not really interested in changing, or these are friendships that I'm not really interested in even letting the gospel light come near it. I'm just going to ignore how the gospel or how the Holy Spirit may want to speak to me in this area. I don't want to know because I already have a sense of what it may be, and I'm not interested in hearing about that. Well, the warning is that even then what we think we have will be taken away. Like even that righteousness that we think we have because of something that happened sometime or what we've heard sometime, and like it's just how you can reflect and let the Holy Spirit show you how to apply that. But I think it's just the fearful thing to me is that you thought you had it, right? You thought you were in a good place. You thought you were okay. You kind of knew that you were hiding the light and putting a bowl over it in this area, but in general you thought you were okay. And what Jesus is saying, like, no, if we're not going to allow the light to shine, if we're not going to have an honest and good heart, then even what you think you have shall be taken away. And it's a scary thing, but it's a good warning to take heed to. So I'm going to read just a couple more verses. I know I started late, so I'll just try and be quick. Let's turn to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, it says, Luke chapter 12, verse 1. Under these circumstances, after so many thousands of people had gathered together that they were stepping on one another, he began saying to his disciples, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees," which is hypocrisy. "But there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. Accordingly, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in the inner rooms will be proclaimed among the housetops," or upon the housetops. So Jesus is warning again about this temptation to keep things secret, this temptation to not allow the light, to somehow think that the light ultimately is not going to shine. Like Jesus is saying it clearly, like there's a day coming where all the secrets are going to come out. There will be no one who is able to stand on that day and have something that they've been hiding and keeping secret all their life, even if no one else could know it, even if no one else even had a clue about it. But the Holy Spirit was there speaking about it, prompting, poking, and wanting us to come to the light on it. If we choose not to do that, Jesus is warning, like it's the light and dark example again, that if we choose to cover up the light now and try and keep it in the dark, the warning is that there is a day coming that it's going to come to the light. It's a warning that Jesus is warning about the leaven of the Pharisees. And that example of even what they think they have will be taken away from them. Like, to me, that is so easy to see that with the Pharisees, right? Like, they thought they had something. They thought they had a righteousness. Because even Jesus said it, like, you can take heed to what their some of their doctrine is just fine. Like, you can listen to it. So they had this good doctrine. They thought they had something. But when that day comes, it is going to be taken away from them because of all of the hypocrisy, all of the not coming to the light, not having an honest heart. And it's just a good warning. And I think that I'll finish up. I'm not going to read it, but I think if you think about also in 1 John, right? Like, if we walk, what is the key to fellowship? What is the key to fellowship with one another and fellowship with God? We need to walk in the light. And what is the very next verses after it talks about walking in the light? If you say you have no sin, you're a liar. Like, walking in the light is about having an honest heart that wants to change, that allows the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us and point out areas where we need to change and to embrace that, not to cover it over, not to put that light under a bowl, but to let walk in the light, to walk in sanctification, to let God be working in our hearts and changing us. And in that, the promise is that as we see that, as the light shines, we bring those things to Jesus. We bring them to Him and ask Him to help us, ask Him to forgive us. And we can have that fellowship with one another and fellowship with our Father. But the contrary to that is if we don't choose to walk in the light, then that fellowship doesn't exist. And it seems so simple, but it's not simple. And it's not easy when the Holy Spirit comes and pokes at those areas where it's like, you know what? I might want to bring some change here. And we in our hearts, you can feel that. Like, I can say it even still in my walk. It's like you just, times come where the Holy Spirit, you feel like, man, I'm wondering if that's the Holy Spirit. And you can feel that tug in your heart that says, I don't want to go there. I'm not interested in changing in that area. I'm not interested in what the Holy Spirit or what the gospel may have to say about this area of my life, because I value it and I don't necessarily want to let go of it. And that's where the decision comes. That's where walking in the light and allowing the light to shine becomes a reality. So I'll finish here in Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." That's the light shining. When the Holy Spirit, when the Word of God through the Holy Spirit is judging the thoughts and intentions of our heart, the light is shining. And it says, "There's no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of Him with whom we have to do." He sees it anyways. We can try and put a bowl under it and cover it up, but Jesus sees it. The Holy Spirit makes it evident. So the Word of God is going to do that. The Word of God, it says that. The Word of God is going to judge the thoughts and intentions of our heart. It is going to allow us to see things that we weren't even seeing ourselves about our motives and our intentions. But I wanted to finish here because of the promise it says in verse 14. It says, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." When the light shines, when it's coming into our hearts, our high priest is not looking down on us. He's not, like, if it's hard, like, when the Holy Spirit comes and convicts us of something, if it's hard, like, if your heart is saying, like, I don't want to give that up, or using Andrew's example, a friendship, I'm concerned this is pulling the wrong way, and everything inside of you is saying, I don't want to do this. Jesus doesn't look down on that. He's a merciful and sympathetic high priest, but he wants us to come to him and bring that to him and say, help me. Help me in this area. Your light has shone. Everything inside of me wants to cover it up and say, don't shine here. But the response that God wants, that Jesus wants to hear from us, is to be honest and say, it hurts. I don't like this is not an easy area for me to have your light shining, but help me, Jesus. Help me. Help me to find your grace. Have mercy upon me, because I am weak and this is hard. But bring your grace and help me in this time of need. And that's the context, right? The word of God will judge the thoughts and intentions of our heart. It'll bring things to light. But we have a merciful and faithful high priest who wants to help us, who already knows. He already knows it's hard for us. He already knows that everything inside of us is saying, I don't want your light to shine here. But we can come to him, and he doesn't look down on us, and he can give us help in our time of need.